Task 39.
You are going to hear a text about tulips. First, you will have 30 seconds to study the questions below. Then you will hear the text twice. While listening, complete the answers 1 to 9 by writing a maximum of 4 words. There is one example, 0, at the beginning. After the second listening, you will have 30 seconds to finalize your answers. Start studying the questions now.
From the United States to Japan, across Britain, Russia, and, of course, Amsterdam. The tulip is celebrated worldwide. It's now so commonplace that the flower's fascinating history is hard to believe. But as tulip expert Anna Payford has subtitled her book on tulips, it's the story of a flower that has made men mad. This exhibition in London was planned to coincide with the launch here of Payford's unlikely bestseller. Tulip mania reached its peak in the early 17th century when single bulbs were changing hands in Holland for the equivalent of 15 years' wages. The frenzy was fueled by a fascination with the way some tulip bulbs mysteriously broke, developing flowers with incredibly bright, unusual colors. In early 17th century France, a prized bulb was priced on a par with gold. But the tulip bubble could only stretch so far, and the market collapsed spectacularly in early 1637, when all trading in tulip bulbs in Holland was suspended. At the same time as the bulbs were changing hands for fortunes, tulip art also took off, for those who couldn't afford the actual flowers themselves. But even catalogues with watercolours of tulips were changing hands for exorbitant amounts.
So here we have an example of a late 17th, early 18th century florilegium, which is a book made probably for somebody or by a company as a trade catalogue. Now it's valued at around £200,000. Probably at the time, it would have cost somebody almost the equivalent in that time to have had something made for them like this.
Anna Payford's book has helped revive interest in the tulip. As far as she is concerned, it's the only flower in the world worthy of this level of attention.
Roses are boring. I mean, who would want to plant a rose when they could plant a tulip? And when it's finished flowering, a rose just sits there, a bundle of horrible thorny sticks. The tulip has the great good grace to put itself away underground when it's finished flowering. There's also no other flower on earth that is so various as the tulip, in terms of its colours, in terms of its forms, doubles, singles, the most amazing combinations of one petal colour and then another base colour, sometimes a peacock blue against purple, or just ravishing combinations.
And it's those ravishing combinations, along with the flower's incredible history, which have ensured the tulip's enduring popularity. But at least nowadays, you don't have to take out a mortgage to buy a bunch.